This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We are teaching you how to walk in divine health. And there's a lot of things that goes with how to walk in divine health. There is a lot of things that pertain to you in the kingdom of God that belong to you. And all these things work together so that you can walk in divine health. Now, if you don't walk in these things, you will not be able to walk in divine health. Well, one of those things that will help you walk in divine health is being obedient to be about God's business to produce fruit for His kingdom. He says in His Word, not only, He said in John 15:2, He says, if you produce fruit for His kingdom, then He'll let you live. He said, if you do not produce fruit for His kingdom, He will take you out. Now, I kind of paraphrase that, but it says in John 15:2 that He is the vine and we are the branches. And every branch that's in Him that produces no fruit, He cuts it off. So what that's really saying, that if you don't produce fruit for the kingdom of God, He'll kill you. That's what it means. So to be able to produce fruit for the kingdom of God, you got to know how to walk and operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the last session we talked about those gifts just a little bit and what they are. There's many of those. But if you want to walk in divine health, you need to know what those gifts are and how to operate and work in those gifts. Well, first thing, for any of the gifts to work, you must belong to Jesus. You must know that you're a born-again believer. You must have confessed with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You must believe in your heart that the Father raised Jesus from the dead for you to become a son of God. And then only, are these gifts yours. Now, all these wonderful gifts belongs to you. Now then, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. And I want to read something to you there. In Ephesians 4, it says, but God is so rich in mercy, He loved us so much. Now, boy, is that a true statement. God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, it is beyond my wildest dreams how much the King really does love us and how much mercy He has. Now then, if you don't think God's merciful, you stop and think back. Maybe you became a child of God like I did at a very early age, and then I didn't study the Word, I mean, not like I should. And I didn't go to church all the time like I should. I didn't tithe like I should. I did a lot of things wrong. Well, if God wasn't merciful, I mean, He would have killed me a long time ago because I wasn't producing much fruit for the kingdom. But He knew if He kept working with me, kept loving me, and kept being gentle with me, that before He was ready to take me out, I would produce fruit for His kingdom. Now, He did know that. I didn't know that, but He did. But I am grateful that He's so rich in mercy, and I'm so grateful that He loves each and one of us so much. He said that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, He gave us back our lives again when He raised Christ from the dead. By His undeserved favor have we ever been saved. Only by this undeserved favor. And I'm so grateful. And He has lifted us up from the grave into glory along with Christ. Now, He's lifted up where? Into glory. Where we sit with Him in the heavenly realms, all because of what Christ Jesus did. Do you know that technically speaking, in the spirit world, your position of authority is in Christ and you're already in the third heaven and the throne of grace with God? The Scripture just said so, right there. That He has, where we sit with Him in the heavenly realms. We're already seated with Christ in the heavenlies, all because of what Christ did. And now, God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich His kindness is, as shown in all He has done for us through Jesus Christ. Now then, you have to get a picture of the fact to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and to walk in divine health that you and your position in Christ is you're already seated with Him in the third heaven. You're already there. You're not going to be there someday. You're already there. It took me a long time to get a hold of where I'm seated with Christ in the spirit world. But I'm already with Him in the third heaven. But you have to meditate on that a little while. You have to let that soak in. Because if you're already there with Him, hey, all power is given to you through Him. Not part of the power, but all power is given to you. Then it says, if you also want to really walk in this, learn how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and to walk in divine health, you must know that you're really a joint heir with Christ. And I don't think we really can even imagine what that really means to be a joint heir. But in Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 15, so it said, we should not be like cringing, fearful slaves down here on this earth, but we should behave like God's very own children, adopted into the bosom of His family and calling unto Him, Father, Father. Now then, we go around a lot of times like those cringing slaves. You know, we're always worried about this and worried about that. We don't know that we're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. We're not operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And we don't know that faith is what makes things work. And so by not knowing these things, you cannot operate in the gifts of the Spirit. We go around all the time, you know, a pain comes up on us. I mean, every once in a while something will happen like that to me. You know, I'll be working or something or doing something and maybe doing some extra work and a pain will come up in my hand. Well, the enemy wants me to believe that I'm defeated, that I'm going to have a pain, a problem. But I just rebuke him and say, Lord, thank you that that pain's not there in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you that you bore my pain on the cross. And since you bore my pain, I don't have it in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to go do what I want to do. And I go and the pain goes away. Somebody says, did you have somebody pray for you? No, I didn't need anybody to pray for me. I have that power. That's already mine. As I operate in the gifts of the Spirit, all those gifts of the Spirit belong to me. And I'm operating in those gifts when I'm calling God into remembrance of His promises as His Son. All those things are mine. Somebody said, well, but maybe God's not going to do that for you. Oh, yes, He is. Because He promised me in His Word all these promises of His that belong to me as a child of God. He never says no to one of His children that are walking in obedience to His Word. He says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that no matter how many promises God made me, all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen to us, the believers. So I know His answer to me, His child, because He is the Father. God is my Father. And I know He loves me beyond my wildest dreams. And since I'm His Son, all these gifts are given to me, and for me to operate in them, all I got to do is speak them by faith in the name of Jesus, and it's done. Now then, if I'm already seated with Him in the third heaven, and I'm a joint heir, He says here that in Romans chapter 10, or Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16, for 16 says, for His Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we really are God's children. Now then, if you have received that infilling power of the Holy Ghost, then He's your teacher. He's in there. And that Holy Ghost is telling you, you're really one of God's children. He really loves you. And we love to hear that. But that's what He's telling us. And verse 17 says, and since we are His children, we will share His treasure. For all God gives to His Son, Jesus, is now ours too. Now, wait a minute. Think about what they just said. And since we are the children of God, we will share His treasures, Jesus' treasures, for all God gives to His Son Jesus, for all He gave to His Son Jesus is now ours. So if Jesus had it, I'm a joint heir with Him. What is it? What belongs to me? According to the Word, all things. All things. I'm a joint heir with Christ. But he says, if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. Oh, yeah. There'll be those that'll come against you. But you don't have to sweat that. Jesus has already bore that, so it's not that bad. Yet what we suffer now is nothing, verse 18 says, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will give us later. Operating in the gifts. I'll give you an example of how this works. A few years ago, 20 plus years ago, for 20 years of my life, I had back trouble. A lot of it. I had no idea that Jesus, I had no idea these promises were mine. I mean, I had this word, but I don't know what I thought when I read this Bible. I guess I just thought it was a novel or something. I don't know what I thought. But I didn't know it was an owner's manual written to me and that these things that he said in here were mine if I could receive them by faith. So I used to have back trouble, a lot of back trouble. And for years I had back trouble. And I could do this sometimes the least little thing and throw my back out. And I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit. I couldn't do anything. I'd be in pain. I'd go to the doctor. I'd hurt for days and weeks and walk on crutches. I did everything. I had all kinds of back trouble. And I asked the doctor, why do I have so much back trouble? He said, because you're tall and skinny. He said, tall and skinny people have lots of back trouble. Okay, I received that until I was in there one day and there was a short, fat guy. He had the same problem I did. I found out then it makes no difference. Short, fat, tall, or skinny. It makes no difference that the devil, he'll attack anybody. So your size has nothing to do with this. It's all a matter of walking in the gifts of the Spirit, walking in faith. Now then, I didn't know these things were mine. But when I got a hold of these things that they were all mine, I received Jesus as my healer. And when I received Jesus as my healer by faith in his word, my back problems went away. I didn't have them anymore. For years I didn't have them. And then one day, the enemy come by and put me to the test. I had been walking in total divine health with no pains or nothing for several years. And all of a sudden, the enemy comes by and puts me to the test. Now, God sent him. No two ways about it. The devil works for God. That's a hard one to swallow sometimes. But all things are made by him and for him. And God made everything. And nothing exists, both visible and invisible, except Jesus made it. And so the devil worked for Jesus. He's the owner and operator of the entire universe. So one day, he said, my son, he's walking in divine health. He's got it down pretty good. But it's time to put him to the test to see if he's forgotten. You know, so he sent the enemy. The enemy came and he hit me in the back. And I mean, he hit me. And that day, he hit me so hard, I felt it. I mean, I literally felt a whap in my back. And it was so severe and so painful, I fell over on the hood of my truck. I could not stand erect. But before, I would have called 911. Before, I would have slithered off into the floor and tried to crawl to the house. But not this time. Now I know the promises of God.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.